going to experience with us today is meaning making. We play to exist, we play to learn. And a lot of people say, no, playing is frivolous. No, I disagree, it is wrong. Playing is essential to the way we learn, and we have to play.
Gustav Weltzek was addressing a group of parents, educators, administrators, and members of the press on May 13th at Fairview Elementary to announce some remarkable improvement in their preschool class. Fairview became an artful learning school in 2010, and Ivy Tech partnered with the school to implement an arts-infused curriculum. Last fall, they teamed up again for their first preschool cohort. Here's Executive Director of Ivy Tech's Lifelong Learning Programs, Jeffrey Allen.
The focus of that is to use the arts as an integrative tool across the curriculum. And the school was unable to provide that level of service to the newly formed preschool. We were able to partner with Fairview in delivering a visual artist and a theater artist to work one-on-one directly with the preschool teacher in the classroom on arts-integrated lessons. We really hit the trifecta, as you will, because Lynn Hall is an amazing teacher in this school. We have an amazing teacher in Gus and an amazing teacher in Ginger. Three brilliant people working together to make our kids better.
Gustav Weltzek is a professor of theater and the director of arts and humanities at Ivy Tech Community College. He's researched and participated in arts infusion education for over 15 years.
My idea was to frame this exploration of how the world works and meaning making through a fictional space exploration, a journey into outer space with the goal of finding a new planet, terraforming it, and giving it to colonists, which is what you're going to experience today, is the final moment in this adventure for us. All along the way, though, we've been learning notions of space and time, distance, constellations. If you could see it, you'd notice that there are constellations hanging around the room, so we've had to understand the notions of patterns and abstract patterns into concrete form. You're seeing maps all over the place that the kids have created of where they're going, what they've seen. There's naming, there's labeling, there's a lot of visual literacy here too. I don't want to discount the actual literacy involved in just moving and speaking and understanding. That's all part of meaning making. We're not just a written literacy species. We have literacies that are multimodal and complex. So that's all being engaged and stimulated here.
To mark their progress, the students took a timed flashcard test. It was developed by the Juniper Gardens Children's Project, affiliated with the University of Kansas. They tested for vocabulary, alliteration, and rhyme.
Templeton had a 39% average increase without arts integration. The Fairview students had 117%.
Wow.
The average student doubled their score.
And after revealing the test results, the students came into the room to give us a sample of the curriculum.
When we were talking about orbits and rotations, we're going to play a little game today with the people who are in here called Orbit Round the Sun. And we've been talking about time, because I felt that understanding time was a good way to begin to understand self. We had the students standing up, pretending to be planets, and it dawned on them that the further away you were from the sun, the colder it was, and that was kind of like winter, and that when the earth turns, well, you're moving away from the sun, and that means your back is to it, so that's dark, and that's how we get night. Whoa, we get the whole idea of seasons. So we had this aha moment really early on.
Next, we board an imaginary rocket ship and blast off to the children's planets.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off!
I stopped off at Planet Surfer with my buddy Mayan. He's going to give us a tour of the planet.
What's Planet Surfer like?
It's like a beach when you go to the beach and you have fun. My planet has cookies and pizza.
He shows me his world through a finger-painted paper plate and a constellation out of construction paper. So there's a bigger purpose behind common preschool activities. This is Fairview preschool teacher Lynn Hall.
all of a sudden, things they were struggling with in the classroom, these little light bulbs, you see them going off, and when they go back to the classroom, they're getting things easier. It's fascinating. Then our little guys who may be a little bit resistant to learning, they come from all different walks of life. They find a reason to be excited about school, and they can't help but be compelled to get engaged in the learning. So we're meeting all different types of learners with just these activities. Very exciting.
Since the test results proved a marked improvement in the students' development, Ivy Tech and Fairview hope to expand programs that utilize a child's natural inclination to play as a mechanism to learn and explore the world.
Right now, economic status in childhood is the larger predictor of academic success than anything else. We have the data, we have the information, do we have the will to move forward? In Bloomington, we do. Can we be a beacon for the state and then a beacon for the nation? That's the broader question.
But before being a beacon for the state and nation, an expansion on their current research is needed.
I mean, we're ideally situated to do this kind of work and to make a statement at the state level and national level and, of course, at the world level. We're right next door to a Research One institution that has the capabilities of supplying research dollars and partnering with us to make the case that much more scientifically sound. Like I was saying, this is very loose scientific research that you saw here today. It was a very small sample and a very small control. So there needs to be an investment, I think, from the entire community on exploring what arts fusion does to the human learning event.
Did you ever think about going to college?
When I was in my mom's car, I said I wanna get in the pool at college. We pass college when we go home. We're like this far away from college. Like we're this far away.
There's no limit to the things that you can be.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Christopher Mawson.